Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Welcome in again here to JoeBucksFan.com. We got a Draft Buzz podcast for you. It's today, me, Justin Pulowski, the Commish from 620 WDAE, the sports animal, is going to talk a little draft with you. Appreciate everyone that took part in the chat we had yesterday at JoeBucksFan.com, and hope that you can join us for the next one we'll have. I'm sure we'll have at least one more before the draft, and that's April 28th, just over 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and really the first NFL event and movement we've had this offseason due to the lockout. But the draft will go on as planned, and we'll have you covered on the radio side of things at 620 WDAE, the sports animal. Now, today I want to focus on smoke screens. When you get within 2 weeks, hell, even now, within 3 weeks of the NFL draft, you're going to hear a lot of rumors, a lot of stories coming out. How do you filter through the BS? How do you filter through the rumors and smoke screens that are out there? How do you know what's true and what's not? Well, you know, I really can't give you a direct answer. I think you have to go by people you trust, people you can have confidence in, that they would be able to analyze each rumor and each story individually. I hope that you would have that kind of trust in me, because you know, when I see rumors and stories out there, and I think a good example is the latest with Daquan Bowers. Because Bowers, you know, when you look at the stories that are out there right now, is it as bad as people are making it out to be? Probably not. Is it as good as his agent and others, news sources are making it out to be? Probably not. I think it's somewhere in the middle. I've heard that, and speaking of the good parts, his agent and actually ESPN.com saying that Bowers' knee checked out fine at the combine recheck. However, we go to NFL.com, we go to ProFootballWeekly.com, and they dispute that completely, saying that his knee is regressing. His knee will continue to degenerate over his career. He'll have a short career, and his knee will always be a problem. Pro Football Weekly even went as far to say that Daquan Bowers could fall to the second round. I don't think this is true. I don't think that's true. I don't think ESPN and his agent are being truthful either. I don't think Daquan Bowers' knee is not an issue at all. I think it is an issue. It's just not as bad as what's being out there. I think Daquan Bowers right now, you're looking at 12, maybe the 12th pick to the Vikings, 13th pick to the Lions, or the 16th pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think somewhere in the teens is where you're going to see Daquan Bowers go. I don't know if he falls to the Buccaneers at 20, and I don't think he falls to the second round. He's just a very talented player who a lot of scouts have said that if he was healthy, he'd be in the running for the number one overall selection. So it's tough to see through these smoke screens. Obviously, there was also a story that came out today that Nick Fairley has all these character issues, and he's missing meetings and missed a meeting at the combine and missed this and didn't do this. Am I going to fall for that as well? I don't think so. I still see Fairley being a top 15 pick. And, you know, the more I see it, even though I changed it a little bit in my latest mock draft, I just see that Tennessee Titan position. And in my final mock draft, that's where it'll all kind of come together, because every mock draft is going to be different. And if your mock drafts aren't different and you think you're that smart, go back and look at the years past. Nobody, no analyst has ever gotten every pick right. So if you think yours is right, you're wrong. I never think that mine's right, especially this year. And this is something I'll talk about coming up in the next couple weeks as well, is that in this year's draft, there are so many players that could go top 15 or fall to the second round. I've never seen really anything quite like this. When you have Jake Locker and Ryan Mallett, who, boy, I mean, they're talented players, and a lot of people project Jake Locker to go 10th or 12th in the draft, but some people say he's a second-round talent. He could go anywhere in between the 10th pick and maybe the 40th pick in the draft. So there's a wide range, and it's not just him, but a lot of players in this upcoming draft that have a wide range as to where they could be going. That's why nobody's going to be right when predicting, and anyone that is right on certain picks might have just gotten lucky. To me, the key to a great analyst is being able to decipher each of the possibilities with each pick, and that's something I pride myself in knowing everything that could happen, every possibility that could happen, and being able to think quick when uncertain things become certainties on draft day. So I appreciate, once again, you coming and checking out things here at JoeBucksFan.com. We're going to have a countdown. We're going to be breaking down all of the divisions, all eight divisions coming up as we count you down to draft day. Defensive line breakdown is coming out this week. Defensive tackle. We'll have defensive ends the week of the draft. Linebackers coming up next week. New mock draft will be coming out. My commissions board will be coming out. We'll have more chats and much more rumors, and we're going to have a lot of Buccaneer-related stories coming to you as well right here at JoeBucksFan.com, and maybe they'll even link to the new website they've helped me create. Yeah, the guys here at JoeBucksFan.com have helped me create a new site that we will use in the future for all my fantasy football and NFL draft stuff. Will be at commishonline.com. Looking forward to that, but still love the guys right here at JoeBucksFan.com. So continue to come back here. Check out what we've got going on all the way up until draft day, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And if you do continue to come back here, the thing I can guarantee you is you'll be more prepared for the draft than any other Bucks fan out there, and more than any other site could give you. That's what you'll find right here at Joe Bucks Fan. So I appreciate everyone, and happy draft season to you.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.